This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Well, now to Charlotte, North Carolina, where Democrats kick off their national convention today. It'll be a sharp contrast with last week's Republican convention, at least when it comes to economic ideas. Republicans called for immediate fiscal austerity. As voters sort through the rhetoric, though, they might want to look to the UK economy, as Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports from London.
Some British politicians dream of a Churchill moment. In a national crisis, they come to the House of Commons and declare they're going to save the country from disaster. This was Finance Chief George Osborne's Churchill moment.
Today is the day when Britain steps back from the brink.
October 2010, Osborne declared war on Britain's budget deficit.
When we confront the bills from a decade of debt.
But almost 2 years on, the news from the front is not good.
The UK's double-dip recession deepens as the economy shrinks by far more than
the economy
expected.
Has stalled, opposition spokesman Ed Balls.
There's a lack of confidence made much worse by the spending cuts, which we've always said have gone too far and too fast.
He claims the deficit reduction's been self-defeating. The cuts have shrunk the economy, tax revenues have fallen, and the deficit is widening again. A warning here, perhaps, for the US. But economist Andrew Hilton says the truth about Britain's budget cutting is more complicated.
We've been talking a lot of cuts. We simply haven't been making them yet. The cuts are in the pipeline. We haven't really begun to see the deepest of those cuts.
So just the prospect of the cuts hit confidence and helped tip the economy into recession. Why would the US want to follow the British example? Jeremy Warner of the Daily Telegraph.
Where the US can learn from the UK is that we do have a plan, and the UK has earned a lot of brownie points in international markets for that.
And so Britain has retained its AAA credit rating, making it easier to borrow. Of course, the US Treasury has no trouble borrowing for now. But Warner says that $1 trillion deficit will have to be tackled someday. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.